Most men have an off switch for the appetite at night, a point at which the hunger says enough, and that's right. The body's sending signals up the chain to say we're full now, we have what we need, good day. I don't receive those signals clearly or at all. My appetite is not subject to the reasonable call to quiet down when the reasonable hour is reached. The hunger that never clocks out cannot be reached. I've been eating since I woke at 7 this morning. Why? The breakfast and the mid-morning and the lunch inside. The afternoon's 2 rounds and the dinner's proper send. And now at 10 the refrigerator is the friend who never says I've seen you enough today. The hunger that never clocks out doesn't care what I weigh, and the system's reckoning of the need and the have. The hunger that never clocks out is the staff. Clocks out, it serves me well. I made my peace with it, the hunger and the me. We've been in this together for as long as I could see. Back through the years to the boy at the table who ate everything on the plate and asked for more late. At 7 sharp when the dinner dish is cleared and the dessert hadn't come yet. Clocks out, lives in the heat. The tender nights of air, the kitchen finds the cheese and the crackers and the cold cuts that I eat with ease of a man who's been managing this hunger for the years. The assembly of the late plate never interferes with the morning eating or the day's accumulated weight of the appetite. I wake up hungry every day at 8, and the hunger that never clocks out woke before me, waiting at the kitchen counter. Clocks out, it serves me well. I've stopped being sorry about the hunger size, the apology to no one in the bathroom's early eyes, when I look at myself and wonder if the food and the appetite were more than what I should have been born into. But I was born exactly right for the hunger that never clocks out through the night. The food and the man and the appetite is 3. The hunger that never clocks out made me mean. Clocks out.